Tonight we have a very interesting program for you. We are talking with a person who is a Christian to another Christian, and one of the Christians is a 32nd degree Mason in the lodge out in Boise, Idaho. And Bill Mankin is that person. Bill, we're glad that you're here tonight. Sitting next to him is Dr. Walter Martin of the Christian Research Institute, also the Distinguished Professor of Comparative Religions at the Simon Greenleaf School of Law. Gentlemen, we're glad that you're here. And the way we got into this program is Bill wrote us a letter concerning some of the things that Dr. Martin had said. Point of fact that, Walter, you called the Masonic Lodge a cult. And what I'd like to start with this week is a quote off of a book that it seems like the majority of those of you that are in the Masonic Lodge will recognize, and it's this. It says, "Masonry, around whose altars the Christian, the Hebrew, the Muslim, the Brahmin, the followers of Confucius and Zoroaster can assemble as brethren and unite in prayer to the one God who is above all the Balaam, must needs leave it to its initiates to look for the foundation of his faith and hope to the written scriptures of his own religion." Now, there are at least five books that I've got on the desk back here, Bill, that have this quote in there. And isn't this the reason why you don't want anybody to have a strict dogma? Because you want to have it open for everybody to bring their own belief into the lodge, and the prayers are basically in a general way to the one all-powerful architect, supreme architect of the universe. Isn't that the gist of it?
Well, in a sense, that's true. There are two things that you do not mention in lodge at all, ever. One is politics, the other is religion. They are items which would bring disharmony into the lodge, and the lodge is based on peace and harmony. Lodges are closed, peace and harmony prevailing. There is the whole concept of brotherhood is geared toward non-controversial matters.
Do you have an altar in the lodge?
We have an item in the lodge which is described as an altar. There are no sacrifices on it.
Why did you call it an altar? Why don't you just call it a desk?
Because it's not a desk. It has the Bible on it.
Altar?
Quote, "Some attempt to avoid the issues by saying that Freemasonry is not a religion, but is religious. Freemasonry is not a religion, but is most emphatically religion's handmaid, they say. This has been challenged as meaningless, which it seems to be." Coyle goes on to assert.
This is the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry
just came out. Goes on to assert that it is a religion. "Does Freemasonry have meetings characterized by the practice of rites and ceremonies in and by which its creed, tenets, and dogmas are illustrated by myths, symbols, and allegories? Yes, so does religion. The Masonic Encyclopedia now centers attention on the lodge as a church. That brings us to the real crux of the matter. The difference between a lodge and a church is one of degree and not of kind. The fact that Freemasonry is a mild religion does not mean that it is no religion. Freemasonry has a religious service to commit the body of a deceased brother to the dust from whence it came. And Freemasonry utilizes consecration through corn, wine, and oil, just as in the finest cathedral or church. All of the indications of all of the material is that you have everything connected with religion arose by any other name will smell as sweet."
I guess now we're getting
call it what you want, but that's what it is.
If it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck.
And it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Here again, we still come back to the thing that the symbols are related to the character of man to man. They are not related to God. We have no symbols that are religious in the sense of symbols in a church.
All right, I've got your own encyclopedia.
Give me a break, John. Let me finish.
Okay, well, I thought...
I don't hear this.
All right.
I'm lost.
I was going to quote your own authoritarian historian who asks questions. He says, "A very unusual course is to affirm that true Masonry is neither a religion nor consisting of religious aspects." This is in A New Encyclopedia of Freemasonry by Arthur Edward Waite. And then he asks the questions that I want to ask you. Here's a Mason asking the questions. "In such case, why does it insist on that root of contention, faith in a great architect of the universe?" First question. "Why does it require an intellectual adherence to the notion of resurrection to a future life? however resurrection is to be understood. Why are its rites in all degrees and under all systems in reality neither more nor less than pageants of prayer and aspirations? We're going to get down to the third level here. Can the third degree of the craft, apart from religion, teach a man how to die as it claims to? What does the lesson of the mystical lecture in the Holy Royal Arch, by its own claims, impress on its members concerning the Royal Arch degree?
I'm not a Royal Arch Mason.
Well, the answer is, he says, that it inspires its members with the most exalted ideas of deity. And he says, what is this but religion? Here's your own historian.
He is not an official historian of Masonry. Here is a man that characterizes Masonry as a religion. But it also says that you bring whatever religion you want into the lodge room. So that it's not. It's by the very fact you're saying that, you're not characterizing Masonry as a religion.
Let's turn the coin over then, Bill. Let's turn the coin over. I've quoted to you 5 encyclopedias, the Masonic Bible, and you say all of these that I have quoted, which we have gotten from the Grand Lodges around the country, they said that they hold to these beliefs. Now let's put it the other way. Is there any book that you could point us to that says that Jesus Christ alone is God, or that the Masonic Lodge strictly does not deal in talking about the future life like they do in the third arch degree there, as is said? Do you have any books that recant of all that?
There is nothing in Masonic ritual today that would identify Christ as Lord. But
you have prayers, you have an altar, you have a funeral service at the end for those that are Masons. You have all of these people advocating the fact that it is religious. Where do they go?
That is their opinion. There are just as many people that advocate that it is not a religion.
But they're not writing the books, are they?
Alphonse Cerza says that it's not a religion.
Alphonse Cerza, I know he does. But you can't really quote Alphonse Cerza because he's not authoritative.
Why isn't he authoritative?
Well, because I don't think he is. After all, if you don't think so.
Well, I don't think he is. Okay, but it's the same thing. What we're talking about is opinion. And opinion is opinion. It's just that.
If a man
chooses to characterize Masonry as a religion, that's his business.
Okay,
it's certainly not mine.
Can I bring a point up?
Certainly.
Alphonse Cerza's book, Let There Be Light, A Study of Anti-Masonry. You have it right there. Isn't that right? You have it, too. You count him authoritative. Yep. You got that from the Masonic Service Association of the United States, which mails out literature in the name of the Masons all over the country. And here's a letter from its executive secretary explaining that this is the best and most authoritative statement against those who criticize Masonry in existence. So I thought I better get the best that there was, and I got Cerza. And I read what Cerza had to say, and he's a distinguished writer and author and so forth and so on, despite the fact that the same organization recommends Mackey, Waite, Hike, Coyle as world authorities on Masonry class.
I'm going to say one of the things that you love to say, and I've seen you say, you quote out of context. You take a paragraph. Your girl, Sharon Mather, sent me 12 paragraphs on why Masonry was not Christian.
I didn't quote out of context.
The paragraphs came
But I didn't. Okay. I'm not Sharon.
told me why Masonry was not Christian and why I shouldn't at the same time. Morals and dogma, and a lot of it didn't even have to do with the three degrees. Morals and dogma is 1,000, or hundreds of, and in many cases more than 1,000 pages, and you give me a paragraph.
To you, is out of context?
It's out of context with the whole chapter, with the whole thing that everybody said.
Oh boy, I recommend those.
We don't have time to go through the.
No,
whole
we don't.
No,
have,
but we do. We do have time to go into the three degrees in a couple of minutes. But about Hindus and Buddhists and everybody, sort of fatherhood of God, brotherhood of Lodge. We were talking about it. I thought it'd be interesting to get some and quote what they had to say. The Holy Bible is the great light of Masonry. You believe that?
I believe that.
So far, no responsible Masonic authority has held that a Freemason must believe the Bible or any part of it.
It's not a religion.
But what good does it do to talk about the Holy Bible as the great light if you're not required to turn on a switch? You're walking around in darkness saying you don't use it.
When we come back, I would like to read you the charge from the first degree.
Can I
allow that?
Joke. The all-seeing eye pervades the innermost ritual. There is an immortal spark in man, ritual. There was never a false god, nor should call a child a false man, Masonic monitor. I, for one, can never understand the view of Christ as the only revelation of God's truth can become a Freemason without suffering from spiritual
sin before.
Be assured that God is equally present with the pious Hindu in the temple, the Jew in the synagogue, the Mohammedan in the mosque, and the Christian Keys Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. Now, Jesus Christ said, I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other name given under heaven among men whereby you must be saved. It is one of the basic tenets of Masonry. Whatever a brother's religion may be is irrelevant. He's still a brother. You defend him salvation as anybody else.
That's not strictly true.
In the Christian lodge, it might not be. But
are sacred to himself. I can't tell a man as
supposing
a member of a lodge.
Supposing they're false.
I would witness to him as a Christian outside the lodge. I'm not going to make him a Christian inside the lodge.
So that you would say that when you have those who doesn't agree with your Christian God, why are you praying?
We are praying to the same God, the all-creating God, the same God that is on the dollar bill, and God we trust.
All right.
You're nitpicking, and that's
That's very factual. That's the minute. That's the crux of the whole thing. The God of the Bible is not the God of the Buddhist. The God of the Bible is not Allah. The God of the Bible is the Lord, the eternal God who became man in Jesus Christ. You use these different names and say you're talking about the one God. That's biblical nonsense.
We are not doing that. And I say a prayer to my God.
But they're praying the same God.
No, when I acted as chaplain, I...
In a Buddhist lodge, in a Zoroastrian lodge, in a Muslim lodge, are they praying to the same God? Then they're lost, right?
Yes, but they're still Masons.
But they're lost.
But they're still Masons.
So all your Masonic brothers who reject Jesus Christ's gospel and follow these things, even in the full life...
According to my beliefs as a Christian, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a
right.
Okay. We're going to take a break, believe it. We'll take it, and we're going to take it right now, and we'll come right back. We're back, and we're talking about the relationship of Masonic Lodge to Orthodox Christianity, and our guests are Bill Mankin from and Dr. Walter Martin of the Christian Research Institute. Gentlemen, I've got a book, and I've read this in a few books. Maybe I'm not supposed to, but I've got it, and I'm going to bring it up. It says that... the Royal Arch Degree, which is the seventh degree in the Masonic Lodge, has JBO. And the Masons here have a whole what JBO means. Actually, Ja, Bull, and An is the entire word. Possibly, as a Christian, you object to what the Royal Arch or the seventh...
Only two words, only vowel and consonant that we know, depending upon it. Pronunciation. On is for Osiris, god of the Egyptians, and Bul is the concept of Baal, and you have an unholy trinity. Unite two pagan concepts with the concept of the God of the Bible. This has been documented and affirmed by scholars who have studied Masonry a great deal longer than I have, and I have no reason to dispute
that. Well, right here in Duncan's book, it says that this being is worthy of our utmost veneration.
You're both one up on me because I know the Royal Arch is a Yorkrite. I'm not a Yorkrite Mason. I'm a Scottish Rite Mason. And if that, in fact, exists in the Yorkrite.
Because also in the Old Testament, you have a direct revelation from God about how he feels. Did evil in the sight of the Lord, and it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Baal. Hey, do that. No way link yourself with that.
Well, John said is that in the right at that time they state, quote, we three do meet and agree. We do meet and agree. No Royal Arch Mason can pronounce the name himself. One Christian are pronounced.
Why talk about this? I can't argue, because I'm not a Royal Arch Mason. That's part of the York Rite. That's not part of the Scottish Rite.
Mm-hmm. How about
the in Scottish Rite?
The Scottish Rite would include the 19th, wouldn't it?
It would include the 19th, an exemplified degree in our jurisdiction.
But it is a bona fide degree.
Yes.
surprised that you were restricted to just three levels. Believe me, I came prepared to discuss. These quotes are to me very important because they're part of Masonry, and you are representing Masons and commanders of the Royal Secret, as well as those of the Supreme Council of the 32nd Degree, and says, "Be thou a priest forever." He is dressed in a robe of white linen and given a cordon, sash of honor worn across the breast of a Christian. That in the 7th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrew, violent and untransferable.
I have to go back to symbolism.
That rite says they do it to people that aren't even Christians. Masonry is a cult. It denies